I came basically for one major point, and that is to commemorate the life, contribution, and legacy of Nelson Mandela, and this is commemorated by the world every year through the United Nations. And in addition to commemorating that day and his life, there was also a presentation of two Mandela Awards. The first one was given to Dr. Dume, who is an ophthalmologist, an eye doctor in Namibia, a lady who has done wonderful work and has operated on about 30,000 people with eye problems and blindness, and their sight has been restored or improved. And she was recognized because of her great contribution to humanity. The second award in the memory of Nelson Mandela was given to Mr. Sampaio, a former president of Portugal, a human rights activist, and also someone who has been a high representative of the UN on control of tuberculosis.
So if yes, I may ask you, Mr. Prime Minister, how did the program go from your perspective?
The program went very well. The meeting was opened by Mr. Sam Kutesa, the president of the UN General Assembly. The hall was full of representatives of different countries and members of the UN. We also had a statement from the civil rights leader, Jesse Jackson, and a statement from me as Prime Minister of Uganda. And then we also had a statement from the representative of the Secretary General of UN, the chef de cabinet of the Secretary General, Susan Markora. We had then six regional statements from a number of representative countries for Asia, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, Africa, South America, and the hosting country, the United States, also made a statement, all in praise of the icon, Nelson Mandela, for his courage, for his kindness, for uniting people and a country that was divided, and for fighting for freedom and against apartheid and against colonialism. It was a great day of celebrations of Nelson Mandela and his legacy.
Wonderful, Mr. Prime Minister. Now, let me take you back home. Next year, Ugandans go to the polls to elect their leaders once again. What, from the perspective of the government, what should the people of Uganda expect ahead of the elections?
The people of Uganda should expect a free, peaceful, and democratic election that will give them their leaders from the president, parliament, district level, and at the grassroots.
Critics of the government say that the government has not been too interested in the constitutional provision which calls for freedom of association and freedom of the press, and that opposition forces are not necessarily given the freedom to operate in a democratic space in Uganda. What do you say to such critics, Mr. Prime Minister?
The policy is to ensure that there is proper access by intending candidates at different levels to the electorate, to their voters. And in this respect, there are laws that govern meetings around this time of elections. And all we are saying is that these laws should be respected by the candidates when they are consulting with the population.
The Independent Electoral Commission is compiling a voters list that will be used for next year's election. Has the government given them all they need to give them in order to prepare adequately for the election? And how credible do you think the voter and transparent do you think the voter list is going to be that will be used for the election?
Without any doubt, this is going to be the best voters register ever produced in Uganda. It will have not only photographs, but other biometric parameters that can be used to ensure that the voter is indeed the voter and nobody is trying to cut out fraud around the elections. So the register, without any doubt, is going to be the best we have produced so far. And we believe that with a good register, you have laid a good foundation for a free and fair election.
Regionally, Uganda has played a very critical role in trying to bring opposing forces in Burundi together. The election, presidential election was recently held. As a big brother in the neighborhood, what is Uganda's stance on the election and what is Uganda's message to the people of Burundi?
Uganda and the region, East African region, and I believe the international community would like to see a peaceful resolution of some of the issues that have caused the tension in Burundi. And as you know, the region elected or appointed President Yoweri Museveni to be brokering the peace in Burundi. He has energetically started his work, and he is being assisted by the Minister of Defense of Uganda. And we believe that the peace process is central on course. We would like to see the Burundi resolve their issues and sort out their house with the support of the region and the international community.
Well, I know you're busy, Mr. Prime Minister, so I'm not going to keep you. But what will be your message to the people of Uganda ahead of next year's election?
The message type of Uganda is that they should all be prepared to fully participate in the forthcoming elections early next year, either as candidates at different levels or as voters, and that all of us, the people of Uganda, should work for and ensure a free and a fair election, because a free and fair election will provide a good basis for both stability and subsequent development of the country.